You're listening to 98.9 WGUF. The opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of WGUF, Renda Broadcasting, its management, or advertisers.
He's seen it from all sides. As a cop, as a clergyman, as a candidate, even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
And welcome to the Joe Whitehead Show. Calling this episode, And Then There Were Two. And Then There Were Two. I'm your guest host, John DePrisco. Joe will be back next week. We are live and armed. That's great. We're armed with truth, intelligence, and logic, and Florida State Statute 790. We do take your calls live at 239-430-2428. That's 430-CHAT, 239-430-2428. Our in-studio guest today is Doug Rankin. He's the Collier County Committee Man to the Republican Party of Florida. And on today's episode, we're going to have the state and local political report. And then we'll get into the And Then There Were Two, which is the national politics of the Dems. So let's get right to it from the front line. Here's Doug Rankin. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. I'm here live and armed and ready to go. And I just love the Chinese, don't you? Not. And by the way, all you businessmen out there that were foolish enough to put all your production in China, well, here's where you get the payback, big time. And because the biggest problem with this virus is not that we're going to get sick and die. That's not going to happen. We have people on top of this. Our governor's on top of this. Yep. Our president's on top of this. Vice president's working 20 hours a day. CDC's on top of this. And by the way, let's compare that to when Obama was president and they had a SARS outbreak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They didn't do a darn thing until about 1,000 people were dead and it was 6 months down the road.
Yep.
And so don't give me this, Democrats. Not all of us are dumb and not all of us have short memories. But I'm going to tell you right now that we've got a problem with China and our supply chains.
Yes.
And we've got two problems. One that you're aware of, the virus problem, and then another one is creeping up that the Chinese did something rather stupid because they think they can do anything and get away with it. We'll cover that one in a moment. That's liable to have a bigger impact on 13 of our most major companies.
Yeah.
And because if they get caught ignoring this, they're in deep trouble nationally in this country and internationally. Yeah. And that could be proved to be a bigger situation. If anybody's seen Drudge today, the big headline is the recovery in China from the virus is all fake.
Yeah.
The local officials over there think that they can command their way out of this. They haven't gone as far as Kim Jong, mentally ill's son, and just start shooting everybody that has the virus. I don't know what they're going to do with the body and fluids left over, but anyway, that's another matter. But they are starving people, and you have large areas of China where there's no production. But the Commodore has demanded that there will be production. Trouble is, there isn't.
Right.
They're leaving the lights on and the machinery on to fake electricity consumption.
Oh, jeez.
They are faking worker logs. They are faking everything. And they even, when the upper level people show up, they fake food deliveries and people from the upper stories up there where they're sealed into their buildings because the quarantines are saying, we have no food. This is all fake because they'll bring in just enough food to feed the, show the, upper level people that it's being delivered when it's not really being delivered.
Yeah.
And whatever you can get out of China in terms of their death toll and infection rate, you can multiply that times 10 or 100.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
it's not going to go away anytime soon over there because they have no health infrastructure. Yeah, Bernie, they have free health care. Trouble is they don't have any. You know, and it's like my son about a year ago bought a house. And the gentleman he bought it from was from Venezuela. He'd been here for quite a while, but unfortunately his daughter was still in Venezuela and my son's closing got held up because
oh, no.
Daddy had to go to Venezuela to help his daughter. And while he was there, the daughter got bit with a dog. And they have free medical care in Venezuela. Trouble is, they have no doctors, they have no medicine, they have nothing. He had to smuggle her across the border into Colombia to get treated for a serious dog bite.
Yeah.
And smuggled back and not get shot on either way because the Venezuelans aren't letting people leave.
Yeah, and technically Venezuela is one of the richest countries in the world in terms of proven oil reserves.
Yeah, well, it was the fourth best economy in the Western Hemisphere. Yeah. Behind us, Canada, and I won't know, probably Costa Rica would be number three, you think, or Brazil.
I don't know, but they had a lot of oil.
They were doing, and they've messed it all up. Now they're eating dogs and cats, and I think they're about out of those.
Yep.
And that's a terrible place, and it's a terrible situation. And Bernie, let's just go right on down there. You know, we're, like you said, then we're two. We're left with, a guy that wants to give away free blank. And another guy who can't remember blank. So they make a great pair, you know. And I'll tell you, if anybody was listening to Glenn Beck on Friday, he played a clip of Biden from 4 years ago. And I have to admit, it was a good speech he gave. And actually, it wasn't a speech. It was even better than that. It was that interaction with a reporter on a complex subject.
Yeah.
And you know, Biden was making sense and making appropriate and actually insightful comments.
Yeah, he used to be good at that.
And then he was played one from this past week. And it just made absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question you got to ask, if he gets elected, who's really going to be president?
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a really big problem.
His handlers.
But back to China. You know, they're not producing anything. And if these reports that are being smuggled out are anything near true, they're not going to be producing anything for quite a while.
Right.
And so those of you companies that were foolish enough to put all your eggs in that basket, shame on you.
Yeah.
I have a client that's an international trader in textiles. And way back when, and I don't know where the rest of you businesses were, when Beijing decided they'd cancel the lease on that McDonald's in downtown Beijing because some party officer wanted to use the land for something else, regardless of the contract. You know, we have guns. Contract mean nothing.
Yep.
Contract piece of paper.
Yeah.
If they're going to do that to a McDonald's in downtown Beijing, what are they going to do to your factory out in the hinterlands?
Well, exactly. They have total control. It's a closed society.
Right. And so my client looked at me and he goes, "You're right, Doug." And he moved a lot of his stuff to Pakistan and to Vietnam and other places, you know. And, you know, he's now sold the company, but I'm sure his successors are doing quite well now. And all these other fools that left everything in China have got themselves a problem. Now, you've got people there that will kill and murder and maim and starve people without even thinking about it. And it ain't long before they'll turn that on you. And they're desperate to keep this production up. And because if they don't, and if all those people don't have jobs, it's all going to come apart, and they know it. And most of their businesses don't have enough money to last more than a few months without income. And and now they're producing force majeure certificates that are only good in China. They're useless internationally. And now we know, based on this smuggled information, that what you're going to see coming out of China is next to nothing.
Yeah. Well, to give you a real-world example, one of my functions during the week is to order cell phones for a company. And I went to order this particular iPhone that they like, and it's – normally, I get it next day air. I mean, literally, I'll order it on Friday. I'll get it on Monday. It's been 2 weeks.
Well, you're
not
going to see it.
It's not coming out of China.
You're not going to see it. Well, no, and that's coupled with something that started in the 90s, and it's responsible for some of the low prices we have, and it's responsible for companies like Amazon. It's called Just In Time.
Yeah.
People sit there and run statistical models about how much they need to have flowing through the supply chain to meet demand, plus a little fudge factor. And actually, this started when I was back in the 70s when a friend of mine was one of the top professors in this science. It's called queuing theory.
Yeah, exactly.
And now they've taken it to nth degree.
Oh, yeah.
There aren't any more warehouses.
No,
there
it's aren't all in real any time. More,
yeah, in fact, I have clients and friends who run large shipping containers out of condominiums in Naples because they don't need warehouses anymore.
Right.
And they are just sitting there on a computer, you know, moving their little container ships and their little containers, and the containers never stop.
No.
They go from China to the ship to America to the port to the truck to the factory.
Yep.
And the trouble is when you...
Any little hiccup.
When you marry just in time with a 2-month delay, and pretty soon it's going to be 4 or 5 before they get that place up and running, if ever.
Yeah.
You're going to have a big gap in the middle of that supply chain.
Yeah.
And there's no cushion at all anymore.
No.
That's it, guys. And
there's
by
no
the
buffer.
Way, guys, though, let's get real. We're not out of toilet paper. Really? You know, I got a call from my son in the other side of Orlando where they cleaned out Costco's of toilet paper, and ours has been cleaned out of toilet paper. Really? I don't even know if the toilet paper's made in China, but really?
Right.
I remember this from the 70s.
Yeah.
There is no shortage of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Maybe hand sanitizer, maybe Kleenex, but that, in fact, Kleenex put out a thing yesterday that they've got plenty, just cool it, guys, and it's not made in China.
Right.
You know, give it a break. You know, this is nonsense. The biggest concern is economic with all these companies that are making everything in China. And now for the next problem. There is a Muslim group on the far western border, eastern border of China with Russia called Uyghurs.
Yeah.
And the Chinese do not like these people.
Mm-mm.
And they're doing worse to these people than they're doing the Tibetans. Tibetans, they're just trying to flood the, overwhelm that population with ethnic Chinese and just eventually make them go away.
Yeah.
There's too many Uyghurs for that and they have too high a birth rate. So what they're doing is the commissar will walk up to Mr. Uyghur and his wife and kids and say, hi, you can either ship your kids and you off to different factories to make stuff for slave wages and you will be imprisoned in those factories, or we're going to send you to prison right now. Take your choice. And those who cannot flee the country, and a lot of them are forced to go in this situation. And by the way, if you want to know why you need to be worried about Democrats that want a lot of illegal immigration, you know how much these people get paid for a month's work?
Pennies.
The equivalent of $479 a month.
Yeah.
Who out there wants their kids and grandkids working for this? Anyway, and what they've done is now factories all over China, parts of them are like prisons.
Yeah.
And these Uyghurs are imprisoned. Some of them are allowed to come and go if they've earned trustee status.
Yeah.
Most of them can only leave with escorted armed guards. And so that's called slave imprisoned labor. That is illegal internationally and nationally. In China, they don't care. But internationally, that's illegal.
Yeah.
There are 13 major companies in the United States importing stuff made by factories like that. And it is, the AP is sticking it in their face, and so several other news organizations are too, to the point where they're not going to be able to ignore it. And now you've got the supply chain disrupted by the factories that are simply not functioning.
Right.
And now the rest of the factories in China, a big chunk of them, are now being powered by slave labor. Mm. And if you get caught, as Apple is one of the number one companies in this,
yep.
You get caught doing that internationally, and you're in trouble across the board. Never mind the United States, Europe, everywhere, any civilized place in the world. You cannot sell goods that you have been manufactured in such a way.
That's right.
And there are 13 companies like that that are now in this kind of trouble. And the Chinese reaction, anybody who dares talk to foreigners or let a foreigner into one of these factories gets arrested, shot, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not going to hold for very long. There's just too many people involved. It's going to come out, and then these companies are going to be in deep trouble. Now they're not going to be able to sell stuff being made by these. Of course, the factories are actually owned by contractors, you know, but they still can't do it.
No.
It's internationally illegal. In fact, one of my friends used to give me trouble when I went into this certain store and said, you know, when the sizes weren't the same between one piece of clothing and the other, I said, well, that prisoner was more in fear of his kidneys this week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, anyway, and it's not a joke, though.
No, it's true.
It's internationally illegal.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole bunch of companies now that if you're operating in China, now India and Pakistan and Vietnam, there, you know, India's a pretty good country, but, and Pakistan's a pretty good country. Vietnam is getting there. Mm-hmm. Sorry for all of us who did happen to visit that place under different circumstances.
Right, yeah.
You know, they don't do that to their people anymore. You know, they learned their lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
These people aren't going to ever learn their lesson because they run the show. They can shoot and kill or maim or torture or starve whoever they want and get away with it, and they think they can stick that to the rest of the world. Well, wake up, guys. You got a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be an international...
It's going to be an international problem. Yeah. There's soon going to be... some supply chain disruptions. Yeah. And, you know, those of you who did business with the, you know, you lay down with dog, you get up with fleas.
Yeah.
And of course, today, my cute little fuzzball doesn't have fleas anymore because we have those nice little chemicals now.
Yeah.
But still, you know, that's an old saying and it works very well. You know, you make a deal with the devil and guess where you're going. Anyway.
Getting back to local about the coronavirus, I do want to say, you know, Governor DeSantis has been really on top of this. And,
oh, yeah, so is the president, so is everybody. And, you know, just remember.
But we did have a death in Lee County from coronavirus.
Yes, and he's an old person who was traveled internationally somewhere and had a bunch of health concerns. The others have been in Washington State, and they've been centered around a nursing home. I'll tell you, as an elder care attorney who spends a lot of time in nursing homes, people are not in nursing homes because they are Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Well, sorry, wrong example. Yeah, somebody who used to be a friend of mine before he decided to go nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, you know, I'm sorry.
But they're, they're autoimmune.
Too kinky for me these days.
Their immune systems are compromised by age.
Yeah, your top people in nursing homes, they've got all sorts of illnesses. They're not there because they're the specimens of health.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, when this first started, what is the first thing President Trump did? He shut off flights to China.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only because
makes
we
sense.
Didn't want people pouring in here that we couldn't test and couldn't check, but two, the poor airline crews were getting a little upset about that.
Sure.
And by the way,
they're
the only
exposed.
Thing. And if you think that was a bad move by Trump,
and now these cruise ships are.
Yeah.
Most of the people who have coronavirus are the crew.
Yeah.
So,
and what you're talking right now is the customs still cannot screen passengers from hot spots. So Trump did the right thing by shutting down flights to first China and now Italy and other places.
Yep.
Because you can't expect a thin, I guess they don't wear blue like police. I just call them gray or tan or whatever line. To be able to all of a sudden go from scanning nobody for an illness to scanning
everybody
tens of thousands of people for an illness. I'm sorry, that just don't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And we're working on getting test kits out there. That's why these people are all testing. And you're going to see a surge in confirmed cases.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have the test kits before.
Right.
And we're getting them.
Yeah.
And we're getting them fast, and we're getting them quickly, and we're doing all this more quickly and more fast than any other country in the world, and we're doing with a lot less draconian measures. You know, we're not welding people inside their houses like the Chinese are doing, or their apartment complexes, and letting them, sorry, you don't have much food because you're poor, and well, guess what, you're not going to get any more, too bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't do that to people, but we've still got this under control. And the biggest concern, like I said, is going to be supply chain disruptions because some companies were just stupid. You know, when you were a little kid, guys, your mom told you don't put all your eggs in one basket. What part of that do you not understand? There are dozens of low-wage countries in this world that don't have all the baggage of China. And, in fact, most of those countries aren't in the business of making biological weapons that may or may not have gotten loose. And by the way, just to make sure you can investigate the Chinese story about how this started in that meat market, they tore it down the other day,
and of course.
I think they're in the process of burning it.
Yeah.
Okay. And not just because they wanted it for health concerns, but they don't want anybody checking.
They want to hide the evidence, yeah.
They don't want anybody checking. They don't want anybody figuring out there's nothing there and then going 5 miles down the street and finding a laboratory full of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I think... you know, if we look at the actual science behind the virus, I mean, it doesn't even compare to the flu. I mean, we lose tens of thousands of people to the flu every year. And here we're talking, you know, and it's tragic. You know, I don't want to see anyone die in Lee County or Florida or anywhere in the U.S. or the world. But, you know, the numbers are just extremely low, and it's not this pandemic, you know,
and crisis. And the person in my hometown, the person that got sick in my hometown of Bradenton and was transferred to Sarasota Memorial is now well enough. They were discharged, and they're still being self-quarantined. So they didn't die, and they were one of the cases that just popped up. Now, I'll tell you, they've been going above and beyond for a while that guy was in Sarasota Memorial. They weren't doing any operations or anything.
Wow.
They basically shut down the hospital.
Right.
Now they're cranking it back up again. And, you know, we are responding far better than Obama did to SARS.
Yeah.
There aren't thousands of people dead yet and probably won't be.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have 350 million people in this country. A lot of them are old and sick or have various diseases already.
Yeah.
And if they come across the common cold. Now, the only difference between the flu and this stuff, my understanding, and this may change as we do better, the flu is about less than 0.5% fatal.
Yeah, yeah.
This stuff is about anywhere from 1% to 5%
fatal.
Yeah,
I heard 2%, so... All right, we are up on our first break, and we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
With all the rain we get in Southwest Florida, all of us end up having to get our roof repaired at some point. Well, the folks to go to are Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. They are honest brokers, folks. I've had them do repair jobs for me. They do the job right the first time. They guarantee their work. They have very reasonable rates. And the most important thing is they're honest people giving you a true expert job at a fair price. That's Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. You can reach them by calling 353-2800. They're also on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith. 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, interest rates are still very low, actually at their lowest in years. Now is the time to make that loan for the new house, the refinance, or the home repair job you were thinking of. Give my friend Dean Malinarich a call at Primary Residential Mortgage right here in Naples, Florida. Dean will get you the best possible rates, and he'll set you up with a mortgage that fits your needs. That's Dean Malinarich at Primary Residential Mortgage. You can find him at lenderdean.com or call 298-9489. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at alessifamilycare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy, and he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at alessifamilycare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi. Ladies and gentlemen, here in Southwest Florida, we depend on our cooling systems pretty much year-round. The go-to folks are AC by Florida Comfort Systems right here in Naples. They're owned and operated by Denny Martin. Denny is a veteran of the USS Saratoga, served honorably, and came here in 1985. He's won multiple awards for top-notch business in Southwest Florida. They're the ones to call if you need a new system, if you need your system maintained. All of their employees are background-checked, they're drug-screened. They do the job right. Give them a call today. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're the ones with the cool dog mascot on the trucks, and you can find them on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
You're listening to Collier County's official news and information source.
Set a button.
To 98.9 WGUF, Naples FM Talk.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. We do take your calls live. It can be about any topic. And we're at 239-430-CHAT. That's 239-430-2428. And we labeled this episode, And Then There Were Two. And, of course, we're talking about Biden and Sanders, who are the oldest of the three. They're both older than Trump. Technically, Tulsi Gabbard is still in it, but she has one delegate. I don't know what she's waiting for, maybe an invitation to be vice president or something. But so let's get into that. I mean, we had a lot of quick dropouts. You know, you had Bloomberg out. You had Warren out.
Well, and Bloomberg is a proof that Trump is a very special person, and I mean that in a very good way, because Trump has a few billion, Bloomberg has 60, and Trump spent a lot less money, and because he had the right ideas and became president. It's not just about money to become president, because Bloomberg spent almost $500 million.
Half a billion.
And has gotten and went nowhere in a hurry. And he did exactly what, sorry, guys, Jeb Bush did against Trump.
Yeah.
He hired all the consultants. He hired everybody he could find. In fact, he crashed a couple of campaigns because they lost their chief of staff on the eve of the election. The people lost their races because he hired them away. And it did Bloomberg just as much good as it did Jeb. You got to have the right message and the right ideas, or all the money in the world isn't going to buy you anything. And it looks like we have a caller.
Yeah, and I believe we have Leroy on line one. Is it Leroy?
Yeah. Hi, this is Leroy Haynes. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. 3 days driving across the Tamiami Trail.
And what do you want to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about a couple things. The one is those idiots that are trying to dethrone our president, but I don't think it happened. Like you say, they don't have a clear message.
No. No.
You know, our economy is strong. We got this coronavirus, but, you know, who knows how that actually came to be. You know, I'm just kind of suspicious of that myself.
Yeah.
But, anyway, I'm just thinking, do you believe that Sleepy Joe there is going to be able to beat the, I wouldn't call him a communist, but our socialist friend Bernie?
Right.
Oh, our communist, there's no question. And the thing that embarrasses the Democrats is he's saying publicly what they're all thinking privately, but trying to hide. And that's why it scares the heck out of them.
Yeah.
And because he's exposing them for what they really are. Yeah. They want to turn us into China or Venezuela or Soviet Union or some other place like that.
And what we learned 4 years ago was, you know, the Democrat establishment is huge. I mean, they run the Democratic Party, and they don't want Sanders, and I just don't see Sanders having a chance.
And by the way, they talk about them being the party of the people. I will tell you, I know people at the top levels of the RNC. We would never allow any of that kind of nonsense to occur. If you win, you win. You know, hey, that's what it's about. You know, capitalism's about competition, and that's what we're about. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of listening to Democratic lies.
Well, that's how we got President Trump, and had the RNC done what the Democratic Party is trying to do, we wouldn't have President Trump right now.
No,
we wouldn't. And I, the number two person in the RNC during that time period, was a very, very dear friend of mine who was given a choice of being either the head of the RNC or the country of her choice. She's now the ambassador to Costa Rica.
Nice.
And but she's there. We need her to come back and help us. But I will tell you that we don't operate that way. And by the way, the one thing I have a real problem with is people understanding the difference between members of the party like me, who that if I said anything like, Romney said, I'd be out of my ear so fast it would make a hypersonic missile look slow. and idiots like Romney who have an R behind their name and think they can do or say whatever the heck they want. Yeah. You know, it just ain't that way. You know, if you belong to a party, you should believe its tenets or get out.
So Leroy, would you agree that, you know, policies and positions matter? And, you know, Trump had the right policies and positions and he's now the president.
Well, he heard the people and responded, and people heard what he had to say and responded, and that's how he became our president.
Yeah.
And by God, he's doing a wonderful job, and I just get sick of people saying that he's not. Look at our economy. Now, I think some of this may be fears of perhaps someone like Biden or more so Sanders getting elected, because then our stock market, hell, you ain't seen nothing yet if he got elected.
Yeah, we'd be all in breadlines if they got elected in a hurry. You know, their kind of socialism works until you run out of other people's money, or the other people's money's not leaves the country. And that's what would happen.
Yeah.
We'd lose a bunch of companies and a bunch of people and a bunch of money in a hurry. And, and I will tell you what Trump's in this for, because there are 1,820 people roughly, because that's how many fit inside of Van Wyksel Performing Arts Hall in Sarasota, Frank Lloyd Wright's last project. That doesn't blend into anything, by the way. It's purple with gold mirrored windows on Sarasota Bay. I used to promote many a concert and many a celebrity there. And he sat in that room 4 months before he decided to run. And he spent 45 minutes saying, if I'm going to run, this is why.
Yeah.
And it boiled down to our kids and grandkids having decent jobs at first world wages.
Yeah.
Because if Hillary had been elected, your kids and grandkids right now would be competing with people from Vietnam, regardless of our immigration laws, that are willing to work for $20 a day.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it, his positions and policies and his success is we're now seeing signs at his rally saying Democrats for Trump.
Yeah.
So it's a broad appeal.
Oh, it's not only the signs.
All right, Leroy, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for such a wonderful show.
All right, you have a good day.
And by the way, you brought that up. That is not just a situation of the signs. The Trump Organization is very much very scientific about this. In order to get a ticket to stand in line to get into one of those things, you have to sign up.
Yeah, get an email address
or whatever.
And
then it is researched.
Yeah.
Even in New Jersey, which is heavily Democratic, mm-hmm. And it was colder than whatever outside, and people had to stand in line virtually the whole day to get in there.
Yep.
A quarter of those people were Democrats.
Yeah.
And not only were they Democrats, but they voted Democratic in the last election.
Right, yeah.
So you all in the Democratic Party, you just keep up this nonsense about a guy who can't remember anything and a guy who wants to give away everything, and you just remember Reagan Mondale.
Yeah.
And 48 or 49. 49 states.
And the only reason he didn't take Minnesota, which was Mondale State, is he didn't actually go to Minnesota. He said, I won't touch Minnesota.
Oh, Trump's going everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep up the rallies. And you notice the first things the Democrats started to claim with this virus is, well, Trump's got to cancel his rallies right away.
Yeah, right.
Because they can't get, I bet you, that if you added up every rally that Biden has been to in the last year.
Yeah.
Added up all those numbers, they wouldn't equal one Trump rally.
Oh, no.
And same with Saunders.
Yeah, the numbers are low.
Their numbers are low. Their turnout's low. You know, and they've actually got a competition going on their side. Our side, he's the only guy on the ballot, and we're setting records.
Yeah.
Let's go get him. It's good. Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to have downside effects, too. For instance, we're having a City of Naples election that's part of the primary, that might skew the numbers in that. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, normally if we only had one candidate on the ballot for in a majority Republican Party county, there normally would be a low turnout because, hey, he's going to get elected no matter how many votes.
Yeah.
And, but I bet you we're going to set records, and I want to encourage all you Republicans, we need to show these people we mean business.
Yep.
Early voting started today.
Oh, that's great.
Go find your place of early voting or show up on election day, but early voting's much better.
Yeah.
And look, they're all everywhere. We have the best supervisor of elections in Collier County in the entire state of Florida. Good old Jennifer Edwards, she's just great. And, you know, she got such an easy start of it, not the 2000 election.
Yeah.
And Mary Morgan didn't do that to her on purpose.
No,
that was the last supervisor of elections. She retired just before the 2000 election.
Yeah.
In fact, poor Mary came in and tried to help her, and tried to help her because of that mess that went on back then that I was a part of.
The hanging chads.
Yeah, oh, that was just a mess.
Yeah,
it was. We were screaming at each other. All sorts of interesting things were happening because we were doing things that nobody'd ever done before.
But
and
you raise an interesting port, interesting point, and that is, you know, the down ballot voting. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a coattails or, you know, there's going to be a massive turnout, I think, that's going to help local and state Republicans.
And congressional ones, too, guys.
Yeah.
We got to take back Congress.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they're going to be impeaching him every third week on nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I hope Nancy can kiss that gavel goodbye.
Yeah, really. She needs to go.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, let's talk about Mr. Schumer.
Oh, he's got to be censured.
Well, never mind censoring him. Yeah. Schumer's an attorney. He's licensed in the state of New York.
Mm.
I am sure that there are hundreds or thousands of attorneys in the sound of my voice that are licensed in New York that are just retired here.
Mm-hmm.
You owe a duty under your bar rules, same as I owe a duty under my bar rules here in Florida, that if somebody threatened directly two United States Supreme Court justices, they need to be disbarred, just like Clinton was for lying to a grand jury.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
And lying under oath in a deposition. Sorry, it wasn't a grand jury, it was a deposition.
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy needs to be disbarred. Because I don't think the senators are going to do anything to him, unfortunately, although I will give McConnell kudos for screaming at him. But how often in the history of this country has the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court interrupted arguments and given a press release saying, excuse me, you don't do that.
No.
You know, you do not directly. Now, you can criticize their decisions, that's part of free speech, but you do not threaten them the way he did. And if you listen to what he said, well, I don't care if he's from Brooklyn or not. That's nice. I'm from old Florida here. We're tougher than Brooklyn people. Sorry, guys. We have to be. Or on the West Coast
of
Florida.
Making an excuse.
We are nice people until you give us reason to be otherwise. And then you got to look out. But, you know, don't give me this Brooklyn nonsense. That doesn't give you an excuse to directly threaten in several different ways two Supreme Court justices by name.
Yeah.
That is in the middle of arguments on a case. He needs to be gone, or at least he needs to be disbarred.
Yeah.
And if I had a New York license, I would have already filed the complaint against him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It should be done.
And there's no excuse for that. And every member of a bar, for those of you in the public who don't know it, if we have direct knowledge of someone else in our profession, in our bar, doing something that is improper and incorrect, we have a duty to report them.
Yeah.
And so anybody out there, and by the way, get onto that, you know, we're talking this week, we had another first. The FISA court, and this is like the third order they've issued now, they are mad because they were used and abused and they know it and they don't like it.
Yeah, they were weaponized for political purposes.
And so they basically said anybody in the FBI or DOJ that had absolutely anything whatsoever to do with that nonsense that they threw at Trump and Carter Page can no longer in any way participate in anything that comes before that court.
Yep.
At all, period.
Yep.
And also, by the way, supposedly everybody who did that is now a part of a professional responsibility investigation at the FBI.
Yep.
And the DOJ both. And I want to tell you something. because of what those guys did, and there are two people I know and have spoken in Naples in the last few weeks. One of them had to spend $250,000 of their own money. The other one had to spend $350,000 of their own money because the FBI knew they didn't do anything wrong, but they figured if they talked to them long enough, they could find a way to get them to contradict themselves, like all humans do. Sorry, nobody has a photographic memory and instant recall.
Yeah.
And then use that to blackmail them into saying bad things about Trump.
Of course.
It didn't. These two people didn't do it. It cost them a bunch of money out of their own pocket, and that is improper and illegal conduct. And I know a bunch of people from the FBI back in the old days when that meant something.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys, if you're part of an organization or part of a company, a reputation is a hard thing to gain.
It's an easy thing to lose.
Yep. And once you lose it, it's damn difficult to get it back.
Yep. Almost impossible.
And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, and I had somebody come up to me at our dinner the other day where one of these people, KT McFarlane, was speaking, said, well, my daughter's a member of the FBI. She'd never do anything like this. And I said, well, she did do something. She didn't do something, actually.
Right.
She is like those attorneys. She's a member of the FBI. She has a duty to report bad conduct of anybody above or below her to their Department of Professional Responsibility. She saw fit not to do so. Therefore, she is part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, I do feel bad for the rank and file. I mean, you know, they didn't always know what was going on at the upper levels. It was obviously
politicized. Well, no, but it's been obvious for 3 years
well,
now.
Well, yeah, now. But
for 3 years, it's been obvious what these guys did. And I will tell you, my friends that were high level in that thing, if they had seen this kind of nonsense, they'd have reported it and dealt with it in a hurry. And, you know, if you don't report it and deal with it, then the whole organization suffers. And because of that, and this is going to have an impact on anti-terrorist operations.
Yeah.
If somebody came up to one of my clients from the FBI and asked them something, I'd tell them, don't you tell them a darn thing and ask to talk to your attorney.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, until they prove otherwise, they are all out to just try and trip people up over this lying to the FBI thing and then use it to blackmail them for something else.
Of course.
And until that is the reputation they have now earned.
Yeah.
And until they unearn it, that's their Idaho. And the people I knew from the FBI would never have allowed that to happen in the first place.
Yeah,
and that
same.
Could not happen unless everybody went along with it.
Yeah.
And that is wrong. And now you've hurt the entire organization. You better figure a way to fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to come back around. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the boomerang effect. And I just can't wait for the Durham report to come out and some of these people to walk out in handcuffs.
Yeah, and well, they've already cut a couple of people loose, which did nothing for them to restore their reputation. McCabe should have been in handcuffs already.
I think more is coming down the line.
And same as Comey. They both should have been in handcuffs already, but it's like Hillary. You know, there's two sets of justice in this world now, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, at the federal level.
Yep.
And thank God, as far as I can tell, it's not happened in Florida level. But at the federal level, as far as I can tell now, because of Hillary, Comey, and McCabe, there are now two levels of justice. If you know the right people, you're out.
Yeah.
And anything short of murder, probably. And this has got to change. This is not the America I grew up in, and this is not the America my grandparents and my parents grew up in. And it needs to go back to the America where it doesn't matter who you are, you're done.
Yeah. And, well, it's going to take a lot of work. I mean, you know, Trump and Barr have a lot, you know, in front of them.
Yeah, well, of course, the Democrats are saying, oh, no, they shouldn't do any of this. It's just being partisan. No, they're doing what they're supposed to do for a change. We went through all the Obama years with a guy who would cut anybody loose, did illegal gun running operations in Mexico and Florida, by the way, guys, too. And here we are, you know.
Yeah.
And by the way, I had to totally change the subject. Are we up on a break?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes.
All right. I had the pleasure of having breakfast at the Men's Republican Club with a former drug executive.
Oh.
And and he was telling us, you know, why drug prices are all loused up and why we're paying more than foreign governments and foreigners are. And the reason we're paying more than foreign governments are is they essentially blackmail our drug companies into charging them less and letting us pick up
the
cost
difference.
Of this.
Yeah.
Because they say, if you don't sell us these drugs cheaper, we'll just void your patent in our country and produce them ourselves.
Yep.
And so what choice do they have? And we got to stop this so that we're not subsidizing the whole world's drug costs.
Yeah.
That's part of it. The other part of it is an idea I came up with, and he said, you know, this would reduce overall medical costs tremendously. And, you know, as an employer who pays for, what, five families' medical care?
Right.
Every month I had to write a big check to Blue Cross Florida Blue.
Yeah.
I don't care whether it's drug prices or doctor prices. It's an overall cost is what I care about.
Yeah.
And same as people out there that have to pay for their own insurance and don't have an employer like me who writes the check. Basically, you have to go to specialists really for two reasons. One, there are certain things that specialists know how to do that nobody else knows how to do. That's great. The main reason, though, you got to go to specialists is because a third of all drug use is off-label. And we're coming up on a break here in a moment, but after we come back, I'll explain to you what that means. What that means is, and the FDA has really cranked down on this, and it's the wrong thing to do, that the drug company cannot tell you that that drug over there, for instance, that saved my life back in 1990, that was one of our first antivirals, which is a Parkinson's drug, is also an antiviral drug. If they did that, they would get fined and thrown in jail all this stuff. And the only way that doctor can know that is if he attended the seminar or read the paper by the people who discovered that.
Right.
If your regular physician had to attend all those seminars and read all those papers, he would never see you because he does take twice as much time to do all that, and he'd never see anybody.
All right, and we are up on our second break, and we will be right back.
Where Southwest Florida turns for talk. 98.9 WGUF.
This is the city. Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith. BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in Southwest Florida, we depend on our cooling systems pretty much year-round. The go-to folks are AC by Florida Comfort Systems right here in Naples. They're owned and operated by Denny Martin. Denny's a veteran of the USS Saratoga, served honorably, and came here in 1985. He's won multiple awards for top-notch business in Southwest Florida. They're the ones to call if you need a new system, if you need your system maintained. All of their employees are background-checked. They're drug-screened. They do the job right. Give them a call today. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're the ones with the cool dog mascot on the trucks, and you can find them on the Joe Whitehead Show website. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for a great physician, and I mean the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi. His practice is known as Alessi Family Care. You can reach him at AlessiFamilyCare.com. He's on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He is the premier physician in Southwest Florida. He's located right here in Bonita Springs. He gets to know his patients, their families, your lifestyle, all your needs. He can take care of you if you're sick. He can keep you healthy. And he returns your phone calls. So if you want the best of the best, contact Dr. Albert Alessi at AlessiFamilyCare.com. And he is right on the Joe Whitehead Show website. He's also a frequent listener and occasional guest of the show. You'll be satisfied to know that you have the best medical care possible with Dr. Albert Alessi. With all the rain we get in Southwest Florida, all of us end up having to get our roof repaired at some point. Well, the folks to go to are Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. They are honest brokers, folks. I've had them do repair jobs for me. They do the job right the first time. They guarantee their work. They have very reasonable rates. And the most important thing is they're honest people giving you a true expert job at a fair price. That's Atlantis Roofing right here in Naples. You can reach them by calling 353-2800. They're also on the Joe Whitehead Show website.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns of Collier County is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies and gentlemen, interest rates are still very low. Actually, at their lowest in years. Now is the time to make that loan for the new house, the refinance, or the home repair job you were thinking of. Give my friend Dean Malinarich a call at Primary Residential Mortgage right here in Naples, Florida. Dean will get you the best possible rates, and he'll set you up with a mortgage that fits your needs. That's Dean Malinarich at Primary Residential Mortgage. You can find him at lenderdean.com or call 298-9489.
For news, talk, and information,
24 hours a day,
tune it in and lock it down. 98.9 WGUF,
Naples FM Talk.
And we are back on the Joe Whitehead Show. And we have a caller on line one. Good morning, Lois.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Great.
What do you got for us today?
Oh, sorry. I got a Weather Service watch that just came in.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to ask Doug if he remembers when Bernie Sanders, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, when Bernie Sanders, some of his supporters filed suit against the DNC for cutting him out of the election, and basically it came down to the judge's ruling was that the DNC has in their charter that they can choose whomever they want to go in the bathroom and smoke a cigar and say, this is going to be our candidate.
Yeah.
So nothing came of that. My question is, all these people that are donating this money, that's sort of under a fraudulent system if they're going to choose who the person is going to be anyway.
That's correct. And you've got the Democratic Party. Whatever they accuse other people of, you can pretty much guarantee they're doing. The RNC has no such rules that would allow us to do that. You win, you win. That's it. Basically, the other thing you need to pay real attention to, and everybody out there in radio land needs to pay real attention to, is the Veritas tapes on Bernie's paid employees of what they said they're going to do, both EA, if they get denied the nomination, and two, what they're going to do if they get elected.
Yeah.
And neither one of them are pretty.
No.
Bernie's
are pretty bad.
Yeah, well, they're essentially talking about something that Mr. Ayers and his group that supported our last president said they were going to do if they had won. They were going to take over the United States, divide it up between Vietnam, China, and Russia, and re-educate all the capitalists, and they figured 20% of them they couldn't re-educate, they would have to shoot. And that's pretty much what these were just supporters of Bernie's. These are paid staffers that he'd and this came out weeks ago, and they've never been fired. They also said if they don't get the nomination, they're going to burn down the city where their convention is.
Well, I just don't understand how these people are giving all this money. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars, and their donation goes to what?
Well, you know, the Democrat Party has always been like this. They basically do what they want. They also then, let me tell you a little something. And a couple of weeks ago, one of our African-American Republicans had a session on, how bad the Democratic Party was to African-Americans and Republicans. You know, they accuse us of being the Ku Klux Klan. You want to know who a third of the people the Ku Klux Klan killed? Were white Republicans.
Yeah.
They were the military branch of the Democratic Party. They killed thousands of people. Of those, two-thirds were African-American and a third were white Republicans. In fact, if you look at the history of Florida, there was a time period when there was no Republican Party in the state of Florida, and that is why. They either intimidated or killed them all. And they're accusing us of this.
I think. Yeah, they were Yellow Dog Democrats.
Yeah.
They are accusing us of this. They're the racist. I grew up in Florida, 1956 to date. They can't fool me. They can't fool my mother and my grandparents. Been here since 25. And they were born in the 1880s. They are the racist pigs. And they are also pretty much like communists. They want to tell you what to do.
Well, Lois, I appreciate your calling. And we're coming up on the end of the show. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And you want to bring up briefly about the school violence.
Yeah, you know, Joe, this is a topic that is near and dear to Joe's heart. There's a lot of growing student violence against other students and staff. You know, I have three of my family are in Collier County School District as employees. So this is also near and dear to me. And it's, you know, it's an epidemic that's going across the country where, you know, we're not taking care of our students, our kids. They're just being allowed to run
free.
And also,
a lot of this, the administration, you know, their first question if a teacher is anywhere near one of these altercations is not, did you stop a fight and keep people from getting hurt, is did you touch a student?
Yeah.
You know, and they're basically backing off and letting law enforcement do this, and that's why the legislature's right now seriously debating whether we arrest people under the age of 10.
Yeah.
Because the school administration has just shoved this all over to law enforcement and arresting six-year-olds. Yeah. Really?
So I just, as we come up to the end of the show, just want to mention very quickly, you know, unemployment figures are at record low. The stock market's up and down, but treasuries, you know, hit historic lows of 10 years at 0.76%.
Yeah.
This is good news for mortgage rates. Oil and gas prices just plummeted.
Yeah.
You know, OPEC Plus could not keep, you know, the artificial numbers down.
Job participation rates, highest in history, pretty much. Minority unemployment is the lowest in history.
Yeah.
And the only reason their wages aren't higher is because the illegal immigrants that the Democrats are allowing in.
Okay. The Village Shops on Venetian Bay Studio, your first-class shopping and dining destination. This is WGUF Marco Island, Naples.